Packers play here on K107.1 again on Thursday night as they travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The coverage starts at 5 o'clock, the kickoff at 7. You can hear the game on K107.1 and stream it at K107.com. It's the final preseason game for the Green Bay Packers, and to help preview the game and to talk about this last weekend, a lot of big news happening out of Green Bay. We'll bring in from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
I think we'll start with the quarterback news. So Aaron Rodgers, obviously, is your starting quarterback. Surprise, surprise. But the competition in camp was between the backup quarterbacks. I think coming into camp, the assumption would be, well, Graham Harrell will back up Rodgers again, and then we'll bring this B.J. Coleman guy in, and he can maybe get cut, go on the practice squad. But B.J.'s still on the roster, as is Vince Young, who seemingly it was his play Friday night that has knocked Graham Harrell off the Packers roster. They cut him over the weekend. Did this move surprise you, or was this something that was a long time coming?
Perhaps. I'm not surprised by the move. Maybe the timing of it surprised me in that it was just a day after the Packers preseason game against the Seahawks that they cut Graham Harrell, or reportedly did at least at the time, made official on Sunday. But, I mean, I think after everybody saw Graham Harrell against the Seahawks, saw him for the two exhibition games prior to that, he didn't really look good in any of the games. And the Packers just decided we can't go another season going like we are. They've got to make an improvement, got to get a little better, and that's why they went with Vince Young.
I think we were a little surprised on Friday. We had talked about it. This is the third game. You're going to see Aaron Rodgers probably two and a half, three quarters. But McCarthy threw Harrell out there with the first-team offense against the Seattle Seahawks first-team defense. He had the opportunity to make it happen. Vince Young came in, almost threw an interception, did Vince Young, but I think it had to be the ability for Vince Young to make plays with his feet that kept him on the team. Now, is he for sure the number two guy, or is it still a competition for that spot?
The Packers organization has not committed to Vince Young yet, saying B.J. Coleman still has a chance. And maybe it'll come down partially to the next preseason game. They have their last one on Thursday against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know Aaron Rodgers not going to play much in this one. Maybe he'll get a little bit of playing time. But they're going to give extended looks to both Vince Young and B.J. Coleman. So who knows? Whoever perhaps plays better could get the number two spot. I would tend to think that Vince Young will end up as the Packers' number two quarterback just because of his experience in the NFL, but they haven't ruled out B.J. Coleman yet.
I feel bad for Graham Harrell, but I'm also thrilled on a personal level because in Madden, I always try to pick up like Vince Young as my backup quarterback so that I can always run a fake field goal on the extra point and get a two-point conversion. I run him outside, and I fool the defense every time, so I'm thrilled now. I don't have to make that move. That's the insight, Brian, that I provide for you.
Well, you're not totally far off base because as Vince Young showed against the Seahawks, if nothing else, he can probably scramble and make things happen. Even if he doesn't get it done with his arm, even if he's not ready to make the right reads yet and know the whole Packers offense, he still has some pretty fast legs, even at 30 years old. So he can still get the job done that way.
Talking about people making the team because of their legs with the kicking, the three guys now, that's all it's going to come down to is their leg. Of course, you have Mason Crosby trying to win his job back, but the Packers trying to make that as hard as possible for him. They brought another guy into the mix. What do we know about him, and does he realistically have a shot to make the team?
He does realistically have a shot. His name is Zach Ramirez. He's a rookie out of Portland State. He was one of the top kickers coming into the NFL draft. He kicked in the East-West Shrine Game, which is one of the top all-star games for college football players. The Seattle Seahawks gave him a tryout during their rookie orientation camp, but he didn't make the team. This is his first opportunity since that time. And Ramirez, they had him in yesterday for one day of practice so far. He made 10 of 11 field goals in practice, so a pretty good start there. You know, that the Packers got to make these cuts coming up on Tuesday. By tomorrow afternoon, they got to be down to 75 players. And I think they're going to cut at least one of these three kickers. So, you know, they're going to see him today in practice. They're going to see him tomorrow in practice and then probably make a decision. But maybe Ramirez will be around for the final preseason game on Thursday.
Of the three kickers, kind of off the cuff here, can you give me a percentage chance of who you think is going to make it? From the three kickers the Packers have on the roster, who's going to be the opening day guy?
That's a good question. I'll give it 80% to Mason Crosby and then maybe 10% each for Ramirez and Giorgio Tavecchio. Just, you know, Mason Crosby, he hasn't been fantastic, but, I mean, he went and made 10 of 11 field goals yesterday in practice, too. You know, he hasn't lost it entirely. And, yeah, I would think he's going to be the incumbent and going to get it back once again.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com helping us break down the Packers all season long here on K107.1. And, of course, we'll broadcast the Packers all season long on K107.1, including on Thursday night as the Packers take on the Chiefs. The final preseason game, the coverage starts at 5, the kickoff at 7. Brian, we'll talk to you on Thursday, and we'll preview that game then.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Brian Caribou again from CheeseheadTV.com.